about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. As we discussed in the first hour, there's a lot of anxiety about Valentine's Day coming, and a lot of us just do it wrong. We end up spending too much money. We end up overcommitting. This is the biggest mistake. You wonder why there's so much anxiety. It's Valentine's Day, and I did the same thing with my husband, too. It was Valentine's Day, and it was at the point where it wasn't even a surprise. My husband had not proposed, okay? And meanwhile, it's December, and I'm like, okay, well, then he better do it Valentine's Day. So, of course, my husband had to do the whole, you know, chocolate-covered strawberry thing and rent a gondola in Newport Beach and propose to me, and it was great, you know, but I knew it was coming because I'm like, well, it's February 14th. Now, poor guy, you know, he married me, and here we are 17 years later, and he's probably going, damn, Valentine's Day. But, you know, the pressure of, oh my gosh, it's a holiday. We need to step it up. No, no, no. Then we women, how do we pay back our man on Valentine's Day? Oh, what I did is I bought him a new tie. A tie? Men don't want to wear ties. So men will tell you what to do. Women will tell you guys what to do, okay? Because this is really, really cool. There's some pretty, pretty interesting little Business Insider has an article, 20 Gifts Guys Secretly Want for Valentine's Day. So we're going to talk about that, okay? And then I also want to talk about some signs on where the relationship is going. This was a very, very interesting study, a report out that kind of gives you some signs on whether to make the next move or not, okay? We're also going to talk about how depression needs to be treated early so it can prevent heart attacks. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so here we go. This study came out saying women want tall men, not short, okay? So the researchers, all right, came up with this, saying, okay, they looked at dating ads posted by 450 men and 470 women across the U.S. The men were about 36 on average and an average height of 5'8", which is pretty good. Women had an average height of 35 and an average height of 5'4". I'm 5'5 and a half. They say although 13.5% of men wanted to date only shorter women, 49% of women wanted to date only taller men. Well, to me, that means 51% would want shorter men, right? The researchers then conducted an online survey of 54 men who were about 5'9", 131 women 5'4". They found that 37% of the men wanted to date only women shorter than them, but 55% of the women wanted to date only men taller than them. Okay, so when you guys hear this, you know, no, don't even panic. I remember in high school. Now, remember, I went to 12 schools, four high schools. Every guy I had a crush on was short. I always thought the shorter guys were cute. I just did. Remember Michael J. Fox? Michael J. Fox, cute, right? You know, I mean, tall. Okay, you got The Rock, right? The Rock looks pretty tall. But like Viggo Mortensen, I think Viggo Mortensen is 5'10". Yeah, he's tall, but I mean, that's not super tall. I don't think it matters, guys. I really don't think it matters. Now, if it does matter, then that is not the person you want to be with. Now, I could see why it would matter with a girl who's 6 feet tall that seems to always have been struggling with her high height and prefers to be around somebody taller so at least she gets to feel smaller. I mean, I always want to feel smaller than my husband. I just do. And so, you know, but luckily my husband's 6 feet and it's just something that, you know, helps me and it never was an issue. I was in love with him anyway. He was shorter than a lot of my boyfriends, but still. But I can understand if you have somebody who was bullied their whole life about being tall, it makes them feel shorter being next to somebody. Maybe they're more sexually attracted to that. But for the most part, a man being 5'7", 5'6", 5'5", could still be extremely hot. And unfortunately, I see what these guys do. A lot of these guys are wearing shoe lifts and heel lifts, and they're moosing their hair up, and they're doing all these things to make themselves look taller. And I wouldn't do that. You know, same thing with men going bald. I think bald men are sexy. I don't understand. Why are you guys so worried and vulnerable because you're losing your hair? Okay, I understand that. Is it Frank, not Frank Oz, who's the guy that does Kermit the Frog? Is that Frank Oz? Yeah. Okay, I understand Frank Oz is not the sexiest cat in town. I get that. Okay, but even if he had hair, he wasn't that sexy. Okay, Bruce Willis, sexy. Yul Brynner, sexy. Rick on Pawn Stars, sexy. All right, so you guys don't, you know, this idea that you have to be tall, dark, handsome. No, what about Bo Duke? Bo Duke was blonde, sexy. So these studies are ridiculous. So when you see this as one of the headlines that's out there, no, it's a bunch of crap. But then again, if you really do have somebody that won't even look at you because of your height, that's the wrong person. Okay, you know, I was taught when I was younger the best way to meet somebody, you know, I was always covering up if I had any pimples or, you know, whatever. And I remember, you know, my family saying, no, you know, the best time to meet somebody is when you feel like you're at your ugliest. Because then it's only going to be uphill from there. I'm like, I'm not going to be walking around with a zit that's not covered up. No way. You know, because you always want to put, you want to get in the door. But there's some truth to that. You know, I mean, my husband knew me when I would just be wearing sweats, braless, teeth not brushed. And if he could deal with that and still think I'm beautiful like that, then he'd think I'm beautiful no matter what. So that's just the way you need to take it. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Body odor, though, you guys have to do something about the body odor, okay? I know some of you are like, you know what? I'm going to stink. There's going to be some days I'm not going to shower. She's got to live with it. No. No, that's a whole other story. Remember, because women have mommy smell. Mommy smell is a completely different thing. That could completely destroy the relationship. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. Okay, so just everybody calm down about this Valentine's Day thing. We can handle it. Okay, you thought the in-laws coming for the holidays was, you know, stress producing and invoking. We got Valentine's Day. So this one headline caught my eye from International Business Times. Now again, just you know, work with me on this one, okay? I'm not saying you got to do any of these things, okay? And they have here top five budget-friendly cheap gift ideas that will make him or her feel special. I just gotta work with me on this one, okay? These aren't my ideas. Don't kill the messenger, okay? So one thing they suggested was, okay, a do-it-yourself gift idea, okay, where you make your own card, right, like a little lovey-dovey card, maybe write a poem, maybe design a t-shirt, maybe, you know, guys could make like a little jewelry thing for the girl. Just hold the phone, just, okay, stop, okay, but let me tell you something, guys, let me tell you, okay, hold the phone. I wrote my husband a poem years ago. I don't know what happened to it. He showed everybody, and then we lost it. And it was probably one of my best works. It was kind of too lovey-dovey for me. You know, I threw some humor into it because I could write poems, but it has to rhyme, you know, or be limerick style sometimes. And I got to tell you, he really dug it. He didn't pretend to dig it. Because I know him well. He actually liked it. So if you guys really suck at poetry, but you try to do something, that could be pretty cool, and it's cheap. Okay? I mean, just, you know, work with me here. Another idea they had was burnt. Now, I'm not saying these aren't the best ideas. These are just some ideas out there. They say what you could do is you could make a CD or a DVD. Come up with the best songs. Come up with clips from the most romantic movie. And go, hey, babe, this is how I want to express myself to you. Sometimes girls really, really dig that. Now, if it's a movie for a guy like my husband, it would probably have to have scenes from Lone Survivor, scenes from Captain Phillips, maybe some Die Hard explosions and things like that. So, I he'll like it. It's something you could do, okay? Then they say, they said you could give them a plant. Yeah, okay, plant. Okay, let's move on. This one, okay, the chocolates. Guys, you can't go wrong with chocolates. Yeah, but she'll say I'm trying to make her fat. Okay, well then, give her sugar-free chocolate. I don't know. Problem is, there's a lot of sugar-free chocolate make you fart, so you gotta be careful with that one. But you can never go wrong with chocolates. My favorite chocolates are the ones that have, like, the Grand Marnier in them. You know how some of the chocolates have the little alcohol in them? They are so, oh my gosh, those are, like, awesome. Yeah, so, those are my favorite chocolates. Okay, so anyway, you can't go wrong with chocolates. I would, of course, stay away from stuffed animals. I know they've been selling this 4-foot teddy bear. I've been seen that on TV. Again, I'd be afraid my cat or dog would chew it up or pee it up. Then they said, now again, these aren't my ideas, okay? They said what you could do, and I know this is going to sound really girly, but create a memory box. So let's say you actually kept your first concert ticket, or you kept the menu from your first date at a restaurant or something. That is like really way cool. Okay? Really, really cool stuff. And so maybe you could I think that would probably really please girl more than guy. You know, because guys, like, I don't think my husband wants to remember what he spent on me, you know, during our dating times. That would probably depress him. I spent what? For Chicago? Anyway, okay, so. Now, that was, I made my husband take me to Glee. Oh my gosh, that was expensive. Okay, anyway, okay, now let's look at some real, okay, gift ideas. Now, this was kind of interesting because this came from, Business Insider. The title of this one is 20 Gifts Guys Secretly Want for Valentine's Day. And I know a lot of you are like, well, probably something sexual. Yeah, but let's, besides sex stuff, okay, let's kind of, you know. And I mean, do they really want sex from their wife of 17 years? Or, you know, do they want somebody else? So I really don't want to go there, okay? So for example, these are some pretty cute ideas, okay? And let me just read through these. These are some interesting Valentine's ideas, okay? According to Business Insider, they said what you could do for your man is make him a, like, Star Wars breakfast, okay? So that morning, you have these, apparently you can make these little, they're $8 at Williams-Sonoma. You can make Yoda and Darth Vader pancakes. So they get to eat their pancakes in the shape of Yoda, Darth Vader. These are really cool. I would like that. A first make breakfast using Star Wars characters. I think it's brilliant. Yeah, even more so than Lord of the Rings characters, okay? Then they said you could also kind of do something where you kind of get like a Netflix account or something like that set up for movie nights. I don't want to do a commercial for Netflix, okay? Then there's, I guess, certain coffee thermoses. Sometimes husbands like mine, he really is into his coffee, all right, and he really likes a really good thermos. That's cool. It doesn't have to have flowers on it. I like to sometimes get my husband really comfortable underwear. So sometimes, now, I made the mistake of buying my husband boxers with, I think, Homer Simpson on it and hearts and Cartman. I bought my husband Cartman boxers. He wouldn't wear them. So the boxer thing doesn't work for him. One thing I had thought of doing for my husband was a beer of the month club. Or a, there was a, God, this was years ago, where you could get beers from different countries. So he could have a lager from Ireland or from this, and that was really, really cool. Okay. They talk about, you know, certain gloves. I don't know. Let me see. I'm trying to see what else was really, really cool. I see my husband, he really likes, guns and bullets and, you know, things like that. And so, ammunition. So I could probably get him something like that. Certain wine openers are pretty, pretty cool. They said you could use that. All right. There's a certain, special copy of The Godfather that I guess has a little bit of, a flask of alcohol in there. Apparently that's at the Fancy. It's a store called The Fancy. My husband really likes a soda maker. It's one of those little soda makers that makes that farting sound where it adds the CO2 to it. He likes that. I think it's because of the farting sounds. Sometimes you can get him a really, really comfortable sweatshirt. Just do not buy your man anything that has to involve dress up, ties, white, that could show the pit stains. Guys don't like that. They want to be very, very comfortable. But I got to be honest, what I would like for Valentine's Day, and I think my husband would like, is a big, juicy steak, okay? If your husband doesn't have high cholesterol or diabetes and he's allowed to eat red meat, give him the... Now, I remember a couple years ago I suggested that my husband get me a big juicy piece of steak in the shape of a heart. That would be really romantic, a nice piece of prime rib. Here's the problem. You guys know steaks, right? The end pieces and the peripheral part of the meat is the most juicy and has most of the marbled, right? So if you try to make designs of the steak, it's going to be the less juicy part of the steak. Just do the steak. You don't have to make heart shapes out of it, okay? All right. You know, sometimes you could give him, you know, cologne or shaving stuff. I'd say no. I would probably shoot for, like, good headphones, electronic type stuff. All right. I don't think you could actually go wrong when it comes to electronic type stuff, so I would probably do that. Ladies, some of you guys are like, okay, well, what do I give the ladies? Okay, I mean, again, you know, perfume and jewelry for some women work, not for me. You know, I love my husband to death. He bought me a beautiful piece of jewelry. And I don't really wear jewelry. I have a tough time with jewelry because I pull on it. I stick it in my mouth. If it doesn't match, I don't know what to do with it. And so he actually bought me a beautiful piece of jewelry, and I just don't know when or where to wear it. And I feel bad that he spent money on jewelry. It was a lot of money. It was still probably maybe $100 or $200, but to me, that's a lot of money for jewelry. And so, I mean, it could have been more. I hope not. I hope not. And so, you know, for me, like I said, get me a steak. Get me the chocolates with the little alcohol things in them, and I've said it loud enough where hopefully my husband could hear me outside the studio, and I'm fine. You know, sometimes for Valentine's, you know, think getting personal, okay? One of the really, really coolest things is not taking your partner for granted. So a lot of us women, we take our men for granted. They're there. They kill the spider. They're supposed to put the seat down, and we'll live with them for another, you know, 10, 20 years. No, no, no. You want to appreciate them. And what guys dig and what girls dig is that you appreciate them. So let's say they, I don't know, always have to struggle to get their coffee in the morning or something. Maybe sneak out, get them their coffee so they could go to work without having to go and get their coffee and be in line for coffee. And you already woke up, got the coffee there. Okay? You see what I mean? Something small like that. Let's say your wife is always looking for a pen or paper clips or something like that. You could do a cute little, here's your little everything basket. You know, and, you know, because I don't want you to worry. You're so pretty. I love you. And I love your radio show. You see? Something like that. That's really romantic. Okay, don't go away. Is your relationship going to pot or is it doing well? We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from ClearChoice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call ClearChoice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have a procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an email I received a few weeks back that I think is really pertinent for today. Brian from Oakland, California writes, Doctor, I cannot read my girlfriend. She's like that song, You're Hot and Cold. I think he's thinking, you're hot when you're not, you're cold when it's something done, done. You're in and you're out, you're up and you're down. That song. That's what I'm thinking he's thinking about. He says, where sometimes I think she wants me to advance our relationship and sometimes she pushes away. How is a guy supposed to tell? I don't know when I'm doing something wrong. Okay. This is why I am so glad I'm not a guy. Wow. I tell you, this whole hot and cold back and forth stuff would drive me crazy. I'm not saying all women do that. Guys do that too. I dated guys like that, it was, you know, but women appear to be a little bit more like that, but sometimes it's because you're reading it wrong and sometimes you're right on the money. sometimes they want to be close and sometimes they don't. And there's so many things that could be going on. And it's my job as your radio doctor to clue you in. Okay, so for example, okay, you may one night have an amazing night, right? She's all over you. You guys are all happy. You're all cuddly, all right? And then a couple days later, she doesn't want you to touch her. Okay, now why is that? Okay, well, maybe she doesn't like you. Maybe, you know, she's turning cold. Maybe she has regrets, etc. But it could be something that you really can't control. Okay, she could have gas. You know how many of us ladies, we get gassy and we don't want anybody to hug us because we're afraid we're going to fart in public? Okay, so that could be happening. Or her boobs hurt. Or she forgot to put deodorant on, so she doesn't want you to get close and smell her. So what I always tell, you know, people who are in a relationship with a partner and they can't read them, as I say, don't take one day as the rest of your life with this person, okay? Because something could be wrong. If I brush my teeth in the morning and then I decide to eat some leftover, like some leftover French onion dip, I don't know what, right? And then I don't have any gum in my purse, I'm not going to smile or laugh or exhale around anybody until I could get home and brush my teeth again because I don't have any gum or any breath mints. Now, I may look a lot more cold, okay, as a result of that. Now, I'm not saying any time a woman gives you the cold shoulder, guys, it's because she has bad breath that day, but there's so many other things that could be coming into play, okay? You know, you don't know. Maybe, you know, there's a coworker and her cubicle is across the room. You want to come over there and she gives you a look like no, or she gets up and walks away. How many of us have ever farted, right? And then we're afraid somebody's going to come into that arena so we get the hell out of there so nobody thinks it was us. Right. You see what I mean? This could have no bearing on your relationship. So just assume the most common stuff that's not assumable, okay? But maybe she does have regrets. Maybe she didn't like the sex. Maybe she got turned off. Now, there is some phenomenon that I just don't get that apparently does happen to people where they're really into somebody and then all of a sudden, once that interaction happened, whether it's sexual or not, then all of a sudden they're turned off. That happened with me only once. There was somebody I really, really liked, and he kind of weirded me out because we were on our first date, and he was talking about meeting his parents. He was talking about going on a trip with his parents, and it was just too much. And I kind of got turned off, and I wanted to kind of deal with it and go, you know, look, let's just kind of take this slower or whatever. He had a problem. He left. But I remember I was really, really attracted to him before that happened. And it's not that he particularly turned me off. It's just the situation was weird. And I was surprised that somebody like me, because once I'm turned on, I mean, I really, I'm not very selective, but I mean, it sticks. It's some real valid feelings and emotions. I just really was turned off and that was it. But there's some people where this happens very often. And I think it was in one of the movies. Didn't they talk about it with Harry Met Sally? Wasn't that what happened to Billy Crystal? Once he slept with somebody, he wanted to get the hell out of there. That's very true. And it happens with a lot of people. It happened to me.
The other high, except I was the victim.
And so it's frustrating. And you're like, well, I don't understand that. And a lot of women don't understand. Like, well, wait a second. He was really into me. He liked me. Whether he had sex with him or not, all of a sudden, now, no way, and they can't explain it. Sometimes the guys just can't explain it. Many of us women tell each other to make us feel better. Oh, we just wanted to, you know, have sex. And so, you know, it was his doing. But a lot of us are smarter than that. There's something else going on. We really believe that the guy was into us or, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And that's hard to explain, hard to understand. Because for me, if I really love somebody, I'm going to love him and love it.
You know, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Channing Tatum. I don't care, or Viggo Mortensen. I don't care if he has a weird-looking beard or if he wears weird shorts on that G.I. Jane movie. I'm going to like him no matter what movies he's in because the feelings are genuine. If you like a star, you like him. Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford could be in a bad movie like Ender's Game. Doesn't matter. We think Harrison Ford rocks as an actor. You see what I mean? So, you know, if you think you could be dating somebody like that, get out of it. Don't even get hurt. Just leave. If they're going to cold shoulder you and it still continues, get out of it. Okay? Now, what about those of you who are, well, wait a second, okay? I don't want to take it too far. I don't want to advance the relationship when that's not what they want. So what are some signs? So this was very, very interesting. This has been reported by Mail Online. All right? And these are 50 signs that show that you are probably in a relationship that's fairly committed. One of the first things on that is meeting the parents. If you have already met the parents or somebody wants the parents involved, that is pretty serious, okay? Because remember, most of these kids don't even want to hang out with their parents to begin with. So if they actually really, really want the parents somehow involved and actually giving some sort of input on the relationship, it's serious, okay? If you start to spend holidays together or vacations together, that could be serious. Talking about the future, the I love you thing doesn't seem to rate as high as meeting the parents because a lot of people throw the I love you out, but I love you is pretty good. Giving each other house keys. That is a biggie. And the reason why is you could go into their house. So if they're cheating on you, that would be pretty unlikely. And that would be stupid of them to then give the keys. So for them to go, here's it. Now you got to be careful. Just because you haven't gotten the keys, just because you haven't met the parents, that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, okay? Another sign that the relationship could be going in the right direction, I know this is going to sound girly, but when you guys decide to do your Christmas or birthday cards together. Now, many of us don't do Christmas cards or birthday cards anymore because all we do is we just give a Facebook poke these days. But let's say you do that. If you decide to make a Christmas card with both of you together in it, okay, that's some pretty serious stuff. Okay? When you leave a toothbrush at each other's house, I would never do that because I thought my toothbrushes were kind of disgusting. I didn't want my husband to use my toothbrush. Okay? Let's say you guys get a pet together. I strongly urge you do not get a pet together until you guys are married because when you lose that relationship, you not, oh, and you may not even care about the relationship, but you could lose Fluffy or Fido. And that would really, really suck, okay? When you guys meet each other's bosses, but they say a big thing is if you guys fart in front of each other. Apparently, if you guys don't have any problems talking about farting or fart in front of each other, that's pretty good, okay? Let me see. I'm trying to think what else they suggest here. Let me see. Oh, I guess when you start to disclose personal things. Like, you know, I was on a date with my husband, and I talked to him about the hemorrhoids. And I think he liked that because it showed that I had no walls. He was going to know everything. And he told me, he goes, he knew I was into the relationship because I was bringing up other orifices. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. Donald over the break wanted me to just talk about hair loss. He says he's been losing his hair. How could he stop it? It's not in the family. One of you had asked me a while back to review, you know, the genetics behind the hair loss. Yeah, that was a fascinating segment. You know how, you know, baldness can run in the family and it could be the mother's genes. But, you know, it's interesting because many women themselves
can start to have male pattern baldness and lose their hair. Many of us women, we thin, but there's a lot of women that actually bald, not so much like Frank Oz balding, but they do get receding hairlines, etc. And so there is a lot more genetics than we think, but there's some of you that are thinning, losing your hair by thinning. And so if it's the non-genetic, I mean, if it's genetic and you're, you know, and it's in the family and you're going to be bald by the time you're 35, it's going to happen. Embrace it and enjoy it. You're going to be sexy. It'll be fine. But remember, you're going to be at higher risk. You could be at higher risk for prostate cancer. Remember that study came out saying if you have early balding before 30, where you're starting to bald before you're 30, that could put you at risk for prostate cancer. You got to get yourself checked, okay? And it may be a testosterone issue because we found that it's not low testosterone, but it could be higher form of testosterone. So whenever somebody, though, is starting to lose their hair or thin, again, I always look into the stress of things, okay? Is it stress? Because stress will cause you to lose your hair. It could be the cortisol. It could be sugar disruption. It could be have to do with insulin resistance. You know, it's very easy to just say stress. But, you know, what stress could do on the biochemical level is beyond anything that I think we'll even be able to identify in our lifetime. So just cut the stress just to be on the safe side. Sometimes you could be deficient in certain aspects of your diet, like your biotin, your vitamin B. Maybe you have thyroid deficiency. So, of course, you want to check your thyroid. You want to check your vitamin Bs, etc. And then medications could make you lose weight. Certain hormonal medications, you know, some of my patients taking testosterone will sometimes notice that their hair starts to thin. So you want to kind of look at your hormones as well. Certain psychiatric drugs could do it. Even blood thinners, I guess, may have in their PI that you could be losing some of your hair. Now, there's been some talk on your omega-3s, having diets rich in omega-3s like your walnuts and your fish, that was being reported by Fox a while back, could help preserve your hair. And I mean, give it a try. I mean, make sure you're healthy, because a sign of weakness and vulnerability and disease could be hair loss. So making sure that you guys are, you know, keeping up your vitamins and nutrition, it doesn't hurt. But I mean, if you have that male pattern baldness, whether it's crown or frontal, and it's genetic, it's going to happen. Okay? I mean, even with Propecia. Now, I have noticed that with Propecia, it does phenomenal in terms of retention. All right? But it's still not a cure-all. Okay? One of my patients, I guess, was in California getting a hair transplant. I am dying to see how that looks long-term. I had to take out the stitches here. It was rough. I mean, it was rough, and it was a very juicy, very delicate. Oh, my gosh. I was surprised he wasn't in more pain. But I got to tell you, man, it looked good. It looked really good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDA. L.I. There was an article in Fox News talking about fish oil supplements causing prostate cancer. Causing prostate cancer. Not preventing, but causing. So I guess they had asked Dr. Manny, and Dr. Manny is one of the health correspondents on Fox. And even though omega-3s are supposed to be some of the wonder food, the wonder nutrients, where it can help inflammation, maybe prevent cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, etc., there was a study in the Journal of National Cancer Institute where prostate cancer, there was a higher risk among men who consumed omega-3 fatty acids. Now, the EPA, DPA, DHA, all right, these were supplements. It's not that they ate the fish. It's that they went out and bought and took supplements. They said were 43% more likely to develop the prostate cancer. Now, again, this is another study where we're like, okay, are these supplements hurting us more than helping us? I want you guys to get your fish oil in. All right, I really dig the whole fish oil. And if you won't eat fish, fine, then take the fish oil. But just understand it's not like eating the fish, eating the walnuts, eating the salmon, etc. So you need to, it's one of those things where we think we could just pop the pills and be fine. And we're finding that's not the case. Even with vitamin D, there are women taking thousands of units of vitamin D only for their D levels to go up just a little bit. And that's frustrating because my golfer patients, my women that golf, their vitamin D is nice and strong. Why? Because they're out there in the sun. Again, I can't tell you to go out there into the sun because we're worried about skin cancer, etc. But I don't think you could bottle up nutrition to the degree that we are expecting. Okay? You know, like vitamin C. You know, when my husband had a cold, so, you know, rather than all of us chew the vitamin C tablets, you know, he had everybody drink orange juice religiously for the week, and knock on wood, it worked. Now, maybe we wouldn't have gotten sick either, but there's a big difference between an actual fruit and a vitamin C tablet. There shouldn't be a big difference according to the packaging. All right. I mean, we should know how to harness certain vitamins. But again, it has to be a natural form. So going back to prostate cancer, you know, I don't know if I was on Doug McIntyre this morning. And, you know, we were talking about breast cancer and that new study saying the mammograms aren't really cutting breast cancer death. And, you know, I kind of got ticked off. You know, I've told you guys, if you have, let's say, a family history of breast cancer, you're a man. But in the family, there's breast cancer and ovarian cancer. You could be at risk for prostate cancer. We talked about the BRCA gene, right? Where many of these BRCA genes could put you at risk for pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer. So if when my patients come in saying, yeah, there's cancer in the family, but it doesn't pertain to me. It was, you know, girl stuff, endometrial, breast cancer. No, that's important. I need to know. Because if there is a family history of breast cancer, BRCA gene, maybe ovarian cancer, you could be at risk for prostate cancer. Of course, age, ethnicity, obesity, etc. All right. We know black men appear to be more at risk for prostate cancer than white men. And prostate size could also influence PSA levels. Smokers could have higher PSA levels. So those are always important to look at. Now, another study I want to talk to you about was researchers have come out saying what Angelina Jolie did last May, having that double mastectomy so she wouldn't get breast cancer because she had the BRCA gene, they said not too bad an idea. Researchers in the U.S. and Canada looked at records of women who had early-stage breast cancer from 1975 to 2009. Most of the women had a single mastectomy. Only 15% chose to remove the other one. But the double mastectomy group, the ones that had both breasts removed, saw a 48% reduction in breast cancer deaths compared to the ones that only took out the one breast. Now, for me, I could not handle dealing with one prosthesis. I would want to be equal on both sides. So I probably wouldn't do single mastectomy. But back then, that's what they did. Well, you know, you only have a problem with one breast. Let's just take out that, you know, that one breast. But a lot of women, you know, they still wanted to have some of their femininity. They couldn't handle being amputated like that. So they wanted to keep their other breasts anyway. Now, a lot of us are like, no, take them out. I could have prosthesis, bra, whatever, implants, etc. I can handle it. And, you know, again, many of the women with the breasts, they would have a implant on the one side they had removed, etc. I mean, there were other things they could do, reconstructively, etc. But a lot of us now are just going for the double. And they found that if you did have the double mastectomy with the BRCA 1 or 2 gene, all right, you would have probably more chance to live and protect yourself for future cancers. So it's kind of interesting because most of these studies coming out saying don't do nothing. Scary, huh? All right, okay, keep listening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.